بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من نام عن حسبه من الليل أو عن شيء منه فقرأه ما بين صلاة الفجر وصلاة الظهر كتب له كأنما قرأه من الليل. We are still in this chapter that we should look after our actions. We should do amal that is extra. The faraz, wajib, sunnat muakkada that we have to do. But more than that, we should do nafal ibadat also. And then after doing it, we should not destroy it. Like the example which the Quran Sharif gives, which we read yesterday, of that lady in Makkah Sharif, she with her daughters, they should weave cloth from the morning Fajr time till Zohar. And after Zohar, destroy it all again, break it all up. So like that, we should not do amal and destroy them. We, like in dunya's matters, we earn, and after earning, we should look after that money. We should not let this, we should be careful it doesn't get stolen. We ourselves must not waste it. How many times as a curse from Allah Ta'ala we earn money and then we go for one holiday, for example. Exorbitant amounts we spent in that holiday. We living in the kuffar's places, and at the same time Muslims are suffering in the world. In Palestine, for a drop of water, they haven't got a drop of water. For a kilo of potatoes, they're paying such exorbitant amounts. And it doesn't make sense to us to help them to try and send our money there. But we will spend that money in to make the kuffar rich and let them use that money against us. And all that money just wasted down the drain. So like that, our amal also we do. We should not waste it. We should look after it. So in this hadith, that actions that we do, we should look after them also, and we should be constant with our nafal ibadat. Not just for small petty excuses we miss our ibadat. Just a small headache, nose is running, a little sneeze, and we say that now I can't go for jamaat namaz, for example. Or I can't read my wazifas, I have to sleep now. No, we shouldn't do that. So with regard to that, the first hadith in this chapter, narrated by Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man nama an hisbihi min al-layl." If a person overslept and did not finish his ibadat which he normally does of the night, like his tahajjud, tilawat of Quran, dua, zikr, etc., oh, an shay'in minhu, or part of it, he got up late, he didn't manage it all, or he wasn't feeling well, and he didn't read all his what he normally reads. فَقَرَأَهُ مَا بَيْنَ صَلَاتِ الْفَجْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الظُّهْرِ. Then he should read that in the morning, between Fajr and Zohar. What he couldn't, what he missed out at night, he should read it between Fajr and Zohar. كُتِبَ لَهُ كَأَنَّمَا قَرَأَهُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Allah will write down for him and give him the rewards as though he did it at night. That in other words, we shouldn't become so weak just because of some reason it happens sometimes we oversleep and we miss our ibadat of the night. So cover it up in the morning. And Allah is so kind, Allah will still write it down as we though we did it at the tahajjud time. Though we'll be doing it with that, in that time which hasn't got that value in the morning. But Allah will give us the value of the tahajjud time. This hadith means that one who omits an optional act of worship should hasten to make up for it, because he will then receive its full reward just as if he had done it in its prescribed time. That if we, what we had to do at night, our tahajjud namaz, tahajjud is at night, but we overslept or we're not feeling so well or something, and we read it then in the morning, we will still get that reward. So we should be constant. And when we slip up, Allah gives us the leeway and gives us the chance to make up for it. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi said that this hadith points to the importance of being punctual upon one's daily recitation and worship. Whatever nafil ibadat we make, how much of Quran we're going to read, our zikrs, our duas, etc., we should be punctual on that. Not just do it when we feel like, when we don't feel like we don't do it, we should do it punctually. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah ali said that the virtue mentioned in this hadith is specific to one who had the intention of worship but was overpowered by sleep or restrained due to a valid excuse. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah ali said this reward is for that person who is firm and he wants to make his ibadat at night. Not just he wishes to make, but he wants to make and he couldn't get up for whatever reason. Sleep overpowered him, his health was not there, whatever, then he can make it in the morning and he will still get the same reward. Some ulama of the opinion that if a person has a true intention of engaging in worship but could not do so, he will receive the full reward thereof and more. It is ulama have written that a person who has the full intention to get up for tahajjud namaz, he makes arrangement, sets his alarm, asks somebody to wake him up, but still he overslept, he will still get that same reward. For doing that, he will get the same reward. He will receive the full reward thereof and more, because of his intention, truthfulness and resulting remorse. Because of his intention, true intention he had, and he was sincere, and afterwards he's sorry I couldn't get up. He feels bad about it. It is narrated of Imam Muawiyah, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he overslept and missed his tahajjud. He was so remorseful and cried the whole day that the next morning shaitan came and waked him up for tahajjud. So he caught shaitan's hand and he said, you don't do this work waking up for tahajjud, you make people sleep for tahajjud namaz. How come you waking, making me up? So he said, sometimes my old habits come back to me when I used to do a lot of ibadat. He said, no, speak the truth, why? He said, you're crying the whole day, you got more reward by Allah than you're getting up for tahajjud. So I thought I'll wake you up and then you are still deprived of the greater reward. And you just settle for the lower reward. So shaitan will try all his ways. So when a person misses his ibadah and he feels sad about it, then he gets that reward. But if he says, it doesn't matter, I slept so much more, I got a good rest, and he's not worried, he must, this reward is not for that person. This reward is for that person who is remorseful. So we all our nafil ibadat, we must make, and we must try our best to be constant. And where we do slip up, we have been given the ways how to cover up on that again. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept. Subhanallah.